Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com.
Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection. I'm your host, Andrew Rogers. Joining me this morning on the KRDO Newsline is Andy Vick. He is the Executive Director of the Cultural Office of the Pikes Peak Region. And Andy, thank you so much for joining us here on the Business Connection.
Thanks for the invitation, Andrew.
Well, and we know October is Arts Month, so let's talk a little bit about the arts. And first off, what's going on throughout October across the Pikes Peak region?
As you said, October is Arts Month. It's also National Arts and Humanities Month, and it really is a time for us here in the Pikes Peak region to celebrate local artists and their talent, to invite new audiences to get involved in the arts, and really for us to use the month as an advocacy opportunity to talk about how important the arts are as an economic driver, and really the important role they play in cultural tourism here throughout the Pikes Peak region.
Absolutely, and we know the pandemic affected so much, including many artists, a lot of people within the industry as well, and let's just talk about the impact that COVID-19 had across the arts in the Pikes Peak region.
Yeah, it's been pretty devastating nationally and, you know, here locally for many organizations, depending on what their business model is, but venues closed meant that performances couldn't happen, which meant that artists couldn't be paid, which meant that technical backstage kind of workers didn't have gigs. So it's been really disruptive for the arts community here, and we're still, you know, clawing our way back. But artists and arts organizations are resilient. And I know, for example, our organization also was a beneficiary of some of the relief funds through the national that filtered down through the local, and that's been really helpful to us as an organization to keep our foot on the gas, as we like to say at the cultural office, and make sure that we're still focusing on how important the arts are and how relevant they are to our community and to the vitality of the region.
Exactly. And then if people want to participate, learn more about it, because really when you picture the arts, just imagine so much more, because it is not just your typical, you know, performances, you know, whether it be theater or maybe live music. There's so many other things that go into the arts that are really being featured and celebrated throughout the month of October. What else is going on, and how can people kind of get some arts and cultural experiences that they may not be thinking of or expose themselves to on a day-to-day basis?
You're so right that the arts are in so many different aspects of our community, and they are in all kinds of different forms. So for Arts Month, I would really direct your listeners to artsoctober.com. That is the home base for everything Arts Month. Throughout the month of October, there are over 200 arts and cultural events happening in our community. That is a lot of stuff going on, and it's everything from, as you said, you know, you might think of the traditional painting or going to the theater or hearing live music. But it's also about the culinary arts. It's also about the graphic design arts. It's also about film and poetry. And really, Arts Month tries to draw in as much and as wide a variety as possible, put it all in one place, and make it accessible to the community. The Cultural Office is not, you know, creating all this programming. This is the artists and arts organization in our community who are creating all this wonderful art. And our job in the case of Arts Month is just to put it all together at artsoctober.com, make it really easy for community members and visitors to the community to engage it, to find it, and to find something that looks exciting and new. And really the whole call to action, if you will, for Arts Month is to have one new cultural experience with family or friends, right? So find something that looks great on artsoctober.com. Call up your buddy, call up your girlfriend or whatever it might be and say, hey, let's go out and see this play, or let's go to the Poetry 719 Festival this week, or let's, whatever it is that really looks interesting, take advantage of it. Do it this October, and then hopefully that'll build a relationship with the arts that'll last throughout the year and throughout your lifetime.
Exactly. And, you know, you mentioned that this is really driven by the artists themselves and really making their craft and their passion available to everyone else. And really, Arts Month is so much more critical this year compared to every other year, especially with the bounce back and everything that happened during the course of the pandemic.
Yeah, our artists and arts organizations are businesses, right? They may be nonprofit businesses in some case. But they are businesses, and they have to generate revenue. And one of the things that Arts Month does is through our programming and the structure of Arts Month, we will push back over $25,000 directly back into the hands of artists and arts organizations to create content for Arts Month and also to help us promote Arts Month through their own websites and social media. So Arts Month is, as you said, really critical this year because it's almost like a shot in the arm. It's almost like its own kind of vaccine, right? We're giving some extra money back into the arts community to get them producing content and get everyone sort of sharing the same message this October, which is to get out and have one new cultural experience. And again, artsoctober.com is where you can find everything.
Yeah, definitely crucial for the artisans as well, but also crucial for a lot of the general public as we've been cooped up and really not exposed to so much as well. So it's a great way to get out of the house, get out, kind of explore a little bit more, and as you mentioned, pick up those new experiences and something that might spark a new interest for you as well.
Yeah, people are, you know, getting back out. I would say about 80% of the programming content at this point for Arts Month is all in person, compared to last year where almost everything was virtual. Still, some folks are doing virtual, but yeah, we want to get people who have been cooped up and who are ready to reengage. It's a beautiful time of the year to go out and explore your community and explore it in a way that involves the arts. And that's really what we're trying to get people to do, is to recognize what a rich and vibrant arts community we have here, how important the arts are to the vitality of our economy. The last study we did told us that the nonprofit arts and cultural sector had a $153.3 million annual economic impact in our community. That's a lot of dollars, and that generates a lot of employment for a lot of people. Over 5,000 individuals, full-time equivalents, are supported in our region by arts and culture. So there's a lot of people who depend on their living in the arts sector. And the way it survives and thrives is if our community embraces it and goes out and enjoys it. And I think if you haven't had a chance to try an art experience, this is a great time to do it, and you'll find that there is amazing stuff to do here in this community. Everything from, as I said, poetry, film, dance, theater, music, visual arts, culinary arts, it's all here, and Arts Month makes it really accessible at artsoctober.com.
Yeah, and the artsoctober.com is such a great website. It's all laid out easy for you. There's some suggestions, kind of looking at different focuses throughout each week. This coming week, it's the fourth week of October, obviously, with that big focus on music and dance and that role it plays in the arts. But really, there's something going on nonstop and really whatever you want. It's not just limited to a certain week only having to do this. There's so many options still going on throughout the month of October.
There really are. We're only about halfway through, you know, and the other thing, in addition to events and activities, we also do something really fun with Arts Month every year, and that's our giveaways. So as one of the ways that we try to entice folks out to do something they've never done before, we're giving away at artsoctober.com. There's a tab up top that says giveaways. If you click that, you will see our showcase giveaway this year is a painting experience at Cheyenne Mountain Zoo with one of their elephants. So you and a couple of your friends, if you're the lucky winner, would be able to go and have that amazing once-in-a-lifetime experience to actually paint with an elephant. It's a contest, so there'll be one winner. It's free to enter at the giveaways tab, but we're also giving away painting with a twist experiences. There's a date night experience. There's also a family paint experience. We gave away some virtual cooking class experiences. Cottonwood Center for the Arts is giving away sort of vouchers for free art experiences that they teach over there. And we're also giving away a $500 voucher for the Curbside Culture Program, which would allow you to have a performer come to your backyard or your street corner or your place of business and do a sort of mini concert for you. So lots of great ways to try new things during Arts Month.
Yeah, there's definitely a number of opportunities to have that new cultural experience. Again, for all that information, just head on over to artsoctober.com. Andy Vick, Executive Director of the Cultural Office of the Pikes Peak Region, thank you so much for joining us and helping to connect the artisans with the public and help to keep our arts community thriving throughout the region.
Thanks so much, Andrew. We really appreciate the opportunity to share about Arts Month with your listeners.
And again, for more information, just head on over to artsoctober.com.